Saita Perkei Mishnah Beis. We wondered in the Mishnah before that the Mishnah brings a drasha with a source for the drasha, even though Be'etzim there's no machlokes. It doesn't sound like there's a machlokes. Laloch in the Mishnah. This is normally the type of Maime Chazal that one would have in a Braisa, in a Sefra, in a Sefri, and over here it's in the Mishnayis. And the answer to that lies in the first few words of the Mishnah over here. Boy Bayoim Doyer Shubikiva. Boy Bayoim, what does it mean on that day? The Loshon of Boy Bayoim in the Mishnayis is explained by the Kadmonim, based on Gemaras and Braises, to be referring to a pivotal event that took place in the Hishtalshulus of Sidre HaTanoim in the Mishnayis. We know that until the end of the second Bayis, there was a mute of names that we have that are mentioned, a mute of Machlokes and a mute of names that are mentioned in the Seder HaMishnayis. The Tanoim that lived in the end of the second Bayis were Talmidim of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Shammai and Hillel, there's very few Machlokes. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, there's already a ribui of Machlokes. That's the first Tkufa because of the Shibud of the Romans and other Tzores. There was a ribui of Tzores, so they became a little bit more Shikha Satayr. And then Klal Yisrael going into the Tkufa Sagolus, so after the second Bayis, there was Klal Yisrael could have been splintered. There could have been every Bezdin and every Beis Medrash would have had its own Nesiris. And there was a need for very strong leadership. And because of that, explains the Sefer Deris HaRishonim, when Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai saved Klal Yisrael, when Mamish, right before the Churban Bayis, he asked the Roman Emperor Aspasianus, the Gemavur in the Sugi of Kamtza Bakamtza, in the fifth Perek in Gittin. And he said, "Ten li yavne v'chachomer." The future of Klal Yisrael was insured. The kiyum ha'Torah, the future of Klal Yisrael, is not for 2,000 years. Klal Yisrael survives and has survived. We're limping along, but Klal Yisrael has survived without a Beis Hamikdash. But we can't survive without Torah, Mesoris ha'Torah, and Gedolei Torah. And because of that, the pivotal hinge that Klal Yisrael rests upon through the Tkufas HaGolos is yavne v'chachomer. In the first Tkuva of Yavne Chachomel, after Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, who was already a Zokin Muflik, was Nifter, maybe 8 years after Churban Bayis, the leadership of Klal Yisrael, the other Bakosha that he asked was for the house of the Nasi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Gamliel, the young Rabbi Gamliel, his father, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, had been killed by the Churban Bayis, who was one of the Asura Ruge Malchus. Rabbi Gamliel, who was younger than the two Talmidim of Hakim of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, that's Rabbi Lezman ben Hukinis and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi. And then the Gemara Brachas brings a famous incident where there was a machlokes between Gedolei Yisrael, and Rabbi Gamliel felt his dastar was that the cover of the Nasius had to be upheld, and he put Rabbi Yeshua, who was older than him, into place. And because of that, Klal Yisrael rebelled. The Gedolei Torah rebelled. They questioned the leadership of Rabbi Gamliel and was put into time a system where they felt that there had to be a new Nasi. The Nasius was, of course, given back to Rabbi Gamliel. They felt that there was a need to emphasize that Rabbi Gamliel wasn't a ruler in the regular ruler, lahavdil, of other nations. Rabbi Gamliel was a ruler, mikoyach ha-Torah. So they brought up to the Maila of Nasius one of the other Gedolei Torah. It says the Gemara, the natural choice would have been Rabbi Kiva, he was a Ben Gerim. Rabbi Yeshua, he was the cause of the incident. Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkinis, at that point, had been nifrat from the Chachamim, also a Gemara, that because he differed on certain matters with Chachmei Yisrael, so he had to go off on his own, the Mavur in the Gemara. Because of that, the one who they elected to the Nasius was Rabbi Lezer ben Azayah. Famous Maimon, the Gemara Brachas, Amr Rabbi Lezer ben Azayah, Harani ki ben Shim Roshon of Eloi Zachis Shete Omer, because Harani ki ben Shim Roshon, he became the Nasi at the age of 18. So because of that, the Gemara says also that there was a difference in approach. Before that, Rabbi Gamliel, the approach of the Beis HaNasi, was that only those who were G'dayle Torah, Toichem Kibarom, should be invited in to be able to partake. We're not talking about learning Torah, we're talking about partaking of the discussions of the Gedolei Ador in the centralized Sanhedrin that was in Yavne. After that, Rabbi Asaf Salem, when Rabbi Lezer ben Azayah became Nasi, Boy Bayoim refers to that period of time when everybody who wanted to participated in the discussions between the Chachmei Yisrael, and there were many in Yonim that were brought up for discussion and clarified with a finality in that Tkufa, and that Tkufa is called Boy Bayoim. Boy Bayoim Sha'ala Belozim Ben Azayel Nesius. So that's called Boy Bayoim. The Boy Bayoim was actually a few years. The whole Mishnayis Eduyos in Seyed Nezikin was Nischadish on the background of that Tkufa. Eduyos means Meloshin Edus. These were all Eduyos that were taken, clarified, and Gepaskind on for its final version, then were put into the Mishnayis as Oysof. The Mishnayis Eduyos is all sorts of different halachas from every chelik of Shas. But it was put there as a separate Mesechta of halachas that were clarified. And this, by the way, explains to us a point that those who are showing him takes great pains to make, which is that the Mishnayis wasn't written by Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Mishnayis was Mesuder for hundreds of years, from the Anshei Knesset HaGdola and on. Details were added on as there were points that were not clarified, and Chachmei Yisrael added into the Lashon of Mishnah that all of Klal Yisrael memorized. There's a lot of Torah, and those are Brises and Gemara, but Mishnah is the Lashon where everybody memorized the same Lashon. We don't have that emphasis today because today everything is written down by us. But in those days, everything in the essential Lashon HaMishnah was memorized, and as the days went on, they added more and more commentary, Lashon Ktzara. So the Mishnah was the way it was, and then they added on every few days, they added on the final editing of the Mishnah, whatever had to be in the Tosef, in the Etzel Lashon HaMishnah, that was done by Rabbi Ubeis Dinoy. So here we have Mishnayis that are Boy Bayoim Dora Rabbi Kiva. In that Tkufa, that day, it's called the Lashon Chazal, Rabbi Kiva Darshan, the following Drosha. So because of that, the Mishnah in Mishnah Aleph gives a little bit more of an Arichus Dvarim in the Seder HaDroshes and the different Tanoim, because it's an introduction to what was going on in that Tkufa, where there were Droshes that were brought up, and they said over everything they do, Yois, like we said, of who was the Bala Memra and so on. Boy Bayoim Dorash Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva Darshan, the Pasuk like this. This is a possible Gabi Chicheres that a Sheretz falls into. We have to explain, we'll explain B'Ktzor because we're not really learning the Yonim of Tumah V'Taira now. And that is that a Kli Mateches or a Kli Eitz is Mitame from the outside. A Kli Cheres, which Kishel Atzme has no value, Kli Cheres has several important features that are separate in Halacha than a Kli Mateches and a Kli Eitz. First of all, tefillah and a mikveh is possible only for the other kelim, not for a kli cheres. Kli cheres also, if it's b'leah tam, this is nageh to kashrus, even bizman hazeh, if it's b'leah tam, it cannot be kashrut. Hagolas kelim does not work on kli cheres. So, the kli cheres being that kishal atzmai, it's valueless, cheres is nothing, it's dirt. So, memela, we see the kli, the gedor of the gzeres hakosev is that we see the kli as having value and as having a shame kli, not migabai from the outside. Because from the outside, all it is a piece of pottery. It's not a piece of metal or a piece of wood that has intrinsic value. It's a piece of nothing. It's a piece of cheres. Kecheres hanishbar. It only has value because of the clay kibul shaboy. So it's mitame mi bifnim, and it's not mitame from the outside. So the pasuk says in Shmini, v'kol kecheres hashipol mehem, one of the shrotzim, and dead, el toichoy kol hasha b'toichoy yitma, it's mitame everything. The difference also is that when there are different things of the kli cheres, everything becomes tummy. Everything in the avir of the kli cheres becomes tummy, as if it touched the sheretz that's dangling in, it all becomes a rishon l'tumah. I'm sorry, the sheretz that's dangling in into the avir of kli cheres makes the kli into a rishon. A sheretz, a dead sheretz, is an avatumah. It makes the kli into a rishon, and it's metame the oichel that's inside to be a sheni. Any oimer that everything that's inside is tome, eloyitmo, which means letame acherim. Limid al kikor, the way we just said, if there'd be a loaf of bread in that klicheres, so the klicheres itself became a rishon, the loaf of bread became a sheni, the loaf of bread yitmo, the way we're reading the pasuk, is metame something else, which would tell us that shaykh ashlishi letruma. So Rabbi Kiva darshened that shaykh, the concept of a shlishi l'tumah. Now, conventional wisdom has it
this is the stomiest of Mishnais and Sugyas all over Shas, is that Oichel is Nitma B'Sheni, but it does not become a Shlishi. Only Truma could become a Shlishi. Kodesh already has more Chomer that it could become a Revi. Mavu in the Mishnais and Chagiga. So this din, this drasha is at odds with that. It's saying that anything with Tamas HaShlishi, it's not talking about Dafka Trumas, it's saying that any oichel, a loaf of bread, can become a Shlishi. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Mi Yigala Ofa Me'enecho Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was not alive anymore. The way we said, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was nifter after a number of years of Yavne V'Chachomel, and this is years later, after the Tkufas Yavne, when there was a Boy Bayoim, when the doors of the Kerem B'Yavne were thrown open, and Chachmi Yisrael came in mass. But this is years after the leadership of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yeshua is saying, ah, halavai, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, the Rebbe, the greatest Rebbe, would be here. Sho Yisrael Oime, Osa Dor Aker, Letar Kika Shlishi. That means Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai had expressed already years before that to Rabbi Yeshua, that he was worried that somebody's going to come along and say that there is a din shlishi. The same way there's a din shlishi ba truma, there's a din shlishi ba chulin. She'en le mikra min ha-toyer shu tamin, there's no such din. There's no such makar v'pasu. And Rabbi Shua is justifying that concern, and he says, v'aloi akiv etalmud choveimi le mikra min ha-toyer shu tamin. He's bringing a makar to darshan, that a shlishi is tamin, she'nema kalasha v'soichi yitma. Says Rabbi Shua, in other words, is disagreeing with Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva's drasha is taka not accept la locha. We do not accept that a shlishi is tome. A shlishi is only tome by truma. So far in this seder, in this perek, we've had a din that's negeh to soita. That was our starting point. In Mishnah Beis, we had a drasha that's negeh to tuma v'tayra. And now we're going to have a hemshech of this discussion of Bay Bayoim in Mishnah Gimel, which is a halacha that's negeh to seder moed. Boy Bayoim Dorosh Shubi Kiva. The Pasuk says in Parashas Matthew, Umadoisim Michutz Le'eres Pas Kedmo Alpayim Bo Amo. We're talking here about measuring off the cities, the Ori Alevim. So the cities of the Levim also get fenced off an area which is called a Migrash, an outskirts of the city, becomes part, the Schus of the Levim is to have that part of the city also. And it's measured off as Alpayim Bo Amo. And there's a little bit of a discrepancy in the Lashon of the Psukim. One pasuk that we just read, Madoisim Michutz Le'eres Pas Kedma, the edge of the city, in the front of the city, Alpayim Bama, the Tzad Mizrach, which is Kedma, Umikra Eicha Oimer, Mikir Ho'ir V'chutzo Elef Amasoviv. Does the Torah say Alpayim? And the second pasuk, one pasuk is pasuk Hei, one pasuk is pasuk Dal, says Elef Amo. Was the Migrash Oir 2,000 or 1,000? Yefshel loy me'elef amo, shekvar nema alpayim amo. V'chein yefshel loy me'alpayim amo, shekvar nema elef amo. So which one? Ha'ketzad, elef amo, migrosh. 1,000 amo is called the migrosh. It's an open area, and that's for the niceness, for the scenery, for the fresh air, whatever you want to call it, of the B'nei Hoir. V'alpayim amo, the 2,000 amos, is not legabi this din. The etzem outskirts of the city is only elef, but the outskirts of the city, which is legally defined as part of the city, is called 2,000. Now, what's the difference if it's legally? If it's not, it didn't belong to the Levim, so it could be encroached on by anybody else. What does it mean it legally belongs to the city? We're not talking about a choshem mishpat. We're talking about a halacha where defining the area of the city is important. Where is that? Legabe dine tchumi b'shabbos. If a person lives in the city, so he's allowed to walk 2,000 amas. 2,000 amas is tchum shabbos. But the Tchum Shabbos of a person who lives in the city starts only from the outskirts. Till the edge of the city is Kulay Kedal Aramis. It's called one area. He's not walking a distance. It's all one Mokim, as if it had a Mechitza around. The person's in his house. We don't count 2,000 Aramis from where he stands. We count 2,000 Aramis from the doorway. But if it's a city, it's also one Mokim, Kulay Kedal Aramis. Where is the end of the city? From there you count 2,000 Aramis. 2,000 Aramis outside of the city, that's the beginning of the Tchum Shabbos. Now this would tell us that according to Rabbi Kiva, Tchum Shabbos of 2,000 Amos is Midderaisa. And the Gemara says that, yeah, Rabbi Kiva holds the same way of a Pasuk in Parshas Beshalach by the Mon, where the Rebbein Shalom tells Moshe Ben to tell Klai Yisrael, Al Yetzi Ishmim Koimoi. Chazal understand, according to the Heilige Tanna Rabbi Kiva, that means Al Yetzi Mim Koimoi, Mekoimoi Shalodom, in a bigger sense, is 2,000 Amos, Tchum Shabbos is Midderaisa.
It's not one of the lametes melachos. Somebody goes out of the tchum, won't be chayv skila, but he's over on a din deraisa. So the same thing is true. Legabi measuring the city, the Rebbe Kiva holds that din deraisa. We hold that tchum Shabbos is derabbanon, and the reason is because over here there's a derech halakas. Rebbe Lezer ben Oshu Rebbe Yosi Aglili Oimer. Elof Amma Migrosh, he reconciles the Stuus HaPsukim by saying 1,000 Amis is the Migrosh of open ear, open scenic space. While Paim Amos Sodois Ukrom, 2,000 Amis is the total area, the another 1,000 Amos for planting, for infrastructure of the city, for the Tovas B'nei Oyer. So that's what the Torah means when the Torah calls it 1,000 and 2,000. It's taka two parts of the 2,000. But not that over here stated in Tchum Shabbos Deraisa. And we talk about Paschal like this, Joshua. We don't hold that Tchum is Deraisa. It's important to note that there is one type of Tchum that according to some Rishonim, the Rif, the Rambam, the Goinim, is Deraisa. The Tchum would be if somebody goes out of the total area of the Machne Yisrael. The Machne Yisrael was Yud Beis Mil. So when we say Al Yetzi Yish Mukaymi, we're talking about going all the way out of the Machne Yisrael, Yud Beis Mil, which is already a few miles, that would be Tchum Deraisa, again, according to those who shine it. Both sheets are brought down Shulchan Aruch. The Shaila, if a person is traveling a far distance, like Abi Amir Lachim, there could be that, there could be Nafkaminis La'alocha. So these are another two examples of the Droshes that were Gedash and Boy Bayoim.